So welcome, everyone. I am very excited because we have today Esther Kiss, who is an entrepreneur who I've recently discovered. And she's the founder of Born to Influence. It's a one-of-a-kind publicity and marketing agency where she helps experts and personal brands get exposure for an extended period of time by placing them on the right media outlets. You might also know Esther because she's also the producer and host of the very popular podcast Born to Influence, the marketing show, where she interviews highly successful entrepreneurs and New York Times bestselling authors about their marketing and PR strategies. She interviewed guests such as Gary Vaynerchuk, Perry Marshall, Joe Pulizzi, Jay Bayer, and more. So welcome, Esther.
Thank you so much for having me, Natalie. Excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much for, you know, accepting my invitation. I'm really excited and I can't wait to learn more and, you know, have you share your story and some insights with our audience. So if you're okay, we're going to dive right in. And I always start with these questions asking people, how did you become an entrepreneur? You know, has it always been the case? Are you coming from a 9-to-5? And what has been your journey to get to where you are today?
Yeah, my journey was a little bit like a treasure hunt, you know, going from queue to queue to queue, trying to find what's the right thing for me. And most of my life, I've done my own thing. Sometimes it was through a family business, especially in the beginning. I wasn't completely where I started it from scratch, but I didn't really have 9-to-5 jobs. I did try it a couple of times here and there, but it never lasted more than a couple of months.
Because not
I
for
just
you.
Have my, in my,
yeah.
Yeah. I prefer to work on creative projects that let me shape the way the project goes the way I would like it mm-hmm. to.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's something that I really see in people is that people have tried many things before they actually find what they want to do. And I think that's one of the keys to really finding your purpose is to try things. There are so many things that are not going to work, but we have to not be afraid of trying, right? Because if we don't try, we'll never know, you know, what works and what actually make us passionate about it, right? What really empowers us, right? Until we actually do it. So, can you share with us more about Born to Influence, the podcast, how it was born and why you decided to interview these people and how you got them actually? How did you get them on the show?
Yeah, so I wanted to do something with really high level influencers and I didn't know exactly what the business model would be. I just wanted to focus on building relationships with super successful entrepreneurs and New York Times bestselling authors and a couple of names that you mentioned there, Gary Vaynerchuk and really, really big names. And I wanted to have the ability to develop relationships with them. And so I thought, well, what better way than to give them a platform, start a podcast, interview them and help them promote their books or events or whatever they have coming up. And also, of course, serve our audience. And I figured, well, there will be a business from this. I don't know exactly how, but we'll figure it out. And so every time we would do an interview after we stopped the recording, I would say that, hey, I know you have this book coming out. Would you like to be on other shows as well? And they would always say yes.
Yes.
So I would start introducing them and helping them connect with other people. And eventually it turned into a business because one of my clients came to me and he said that, hey, can you help this guy get on some podcasts? And I said, yeah, sure. And he's like, yeah, but this time you have to charge for it.
So, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I just said, okay, fine. If you really want me, I can charge you money, no problem.
Yeah.
And so it became a business.
I think that, I mean, that's a, I think that's exactly the way the best, you know, success stories we see is where you didn't go in with the money, like with a business, you know, a plan in mind saying, I'm going to make money about this. You really focused on people and building the relationship and you let it see what would come out of this. So I think that is awesome. What is your business? What business model came out of this and how did you manage to turn that into something that's profitable actually?
Yeah, so my background is in marketing and business development. And when we started this podcast with my friend Meta Miller, it turned out that people really wanted help with getting introductions and being placed on other podcasts and other media outlets as well. So the business that I have today is a blend of my background in marketing and business development and publicity services, where I work with experts, a lot of coaches and consultants, speakers, authors, and marketers, people who want to build a powerful personal brand. And I help them with getting on the right media outlets, whether we get them featured on podcasts or YouTube shows or TV, radio, magazines, you know, places like Forbes, Inc., Huffington Post, whatever is relevant to them. I create the pitches for them. I develop it, and I have the relationships with all these different journalists and podcasters, members of the media. So I make it so that they can be featured on those different outlets. And then I help my clients with the overall strategy of exactly what kind of stories to share on those interviews, what will help that audience and what will help them as well, and how to integrate it all with their funnels, with their ads, so that it all works hand in hand together. We don't just have the publicity as a separate thing, but it's integrated in a holistic way into your overall marketing strategy. And that's how we've seen the best results. You know, some of my clients have become best-selling authors, even New York Times best-selling authors, and add really literally millions of dollars to their bottom line because of combining all of this together, doing publicity in tandem with your normal marketing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so I mean, I love what you said. I just took some notes. Like, it's again, for them, it's all about building relationships. I mean, you are definitely helping them go beyond just launching a podcast or being interviewed. It's how does it fit into their bigger, you know, business model, right? And yeah. Because very often, you know, like we do, one specific action, but then we don't leverage on that, right? And so it doesn't have the power and the ripple effect that it could have. And I think that definitely learning about building your network, I mean, you've built a network now, you said, like, of people, because you've talked to so many people and you've built this relationship. And, you know, people want to do people with business. So I love that you were able to do it for you, and then you turned this into actually a business where you help people, you know, do it as well. And I think this is one of the best, I mean, it's a recurring thing that I'm seeing, you know, when I'm interviewing people, is that they found something, you know, they did something they were passionate about without necessarily wanting to make knowing how they were going to make money out of it. It worked, and now they want to help people do the same, you know, kind of.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, like for the longest time, I only work with people who are already super successful. They have a 7 or 8 figure business and they really can benefit from publicity. But I've gotten also a lot of inquiries of people who are just starting out or who are, say, doing a 6 figures or whatever it is, but they're not quite there yet where it's makes sense for them to hire a publicist. So I also developed other ways of working with people, teaching them these skill sets to build your network and to know how to pitch, how to get media attention. So I have coaching programs where people who are more in the beginning stages can learn these skills from themselves and get publicity on their own too.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's definitely, I think the strategy behind, you know, you reach out to somebody that actually has done it and can get you there faster, right? Because speed of implementation is key. And just, you know, I mean, we talk a lot about when you start a business and being having this fear of delegating on hiring or spending. But I think that when you have a clear vision, like if you know you're going to run a podcast, you're going to do something like that, then definitely investing in somebody that knows, that has done it, and that knows how to show you how to do it is really going to help you grow a lot faster, right? And get to wherever you are. So wherever you want to be. So I think that that is absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So can you share a bit about, so now you're running this podcast. So you're still doing interviews, right? You're still running the podcast. And then you have this, I want to say, one-on-one clients, right? So you're balancing those two sides of your business. Do you have any strategy for people, or do you have, how do you, I want to say balance. I don't know if we can really say balance, but how do you manage your business life and your personal life so that it stays fun, not overwhelming, and you're not feeling like you're working all the time? What is your rules? Like, do you have like rules in your business?
That's funny. The rule that I have the most is that I only take on projects and only work with people who I feel are in alignment and mm-hmm. on the same kind of path as me, where I really actually like the person and I enjoy the project that I'm working on. Because I don't think that it really exists, like not in the old way, you know, how we used to have like work from 9 to 5 and then you cut it off. Even if you were a regular employee and working for some company, there is still overtime. There is still, you have to be available over email. So it's much better, I find, to find a way of blending the two and really working on stuff that you actually like, because it's not going to be a clear cut black and white. For me, because I work with so many people in different time zones, it means that somebody might have an interview scheduled for 5 a.m. my time. So I have to be around for before then, just in case if there is a last minute change, if somebody changes a schedule or not a Skype or instead of doing Zoom or whatever, you know, you got to be able to let them know. Otherwise the thing falls apart. Right. So what I found the best thing to do with feeling good about it day to day is to only work on stuff that you really, really enjoy and to only work with the kind of people who you feel in alignment with.
Yeah, I love that. And I know it's hard for people when they are not making the money that they want, right? That you want to take everything that comes in. But actually, you have to give yourself permission to say no to certain things so that you can have the opportunity for other things. Because
absolutely. And the more you say no to the clutter, the more space you make for the stuff that is right for you.
Absolutely. And I think also that when you put rules and structure like this, this is actually something that I've resisted a lot when I became an entrepreneur. I was like, well, now I don't have a 9 to 5. I can do what I want. I can work when I want. And I don't want to have like this routine where you say you're going to work from this to this. I didn't want to do this to myself because I felt like I was giving myself a job. But actually, I realized that this structure is what gives you freedom. You give you, you know, the structure to say, this is what I'm ready to accept. So for you, it would be only working with certain people. And the fact that you're okay, getting up at 5 for an interview, it's okay because it's on your terms, right? It's your rules and you're okay to that because you know it's going to allow you to do other things. So, you know, it took me a while to get, you know, that in my mind. Like I didn't want to have these rules because the reality is if you want to have that freedom and that space, you need to set time where, you know, you can also do other things. And that means being really focused and work smart when you're actually working.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's the biggest lesson that I'm getting from talking to, you know, all these influencers is, and I think you're the first one that's really mentioning work on what you want and just say no to the other stuff. I mean, we kind of know it, but like, you know, hearing it, you know, we don't hear it enough. And I think that's also really key. It takes a strong mindset because we don't necessarily have it right at the beginning, but it's, I think it's so necessary for the long run because we are here for a marathon, right? We're not here for, for a sprint.
That's the thing, you know, I found that if you really truly believe in yourself and your success, you're not going to put it dependent on someone else. So for example, if there is a big project that seems like it will really pay you well, or you feel like you need the money or something, but it's not the kind of thing that lights you up, it may be satisfactory in the short term, you know, you feel like, oh, okay, I got this cash in, I'm set for the month or something, but it's not going to be something that you actually enjoy working on. And the more you do that stuff, like you just thinking that this is just for now, your life slips away because you're going to end up doing all this stuff and you're going to hate your own business, even though it was you who said yes to all those different opportunities that were not meant to be. And so if you want to develop a mindset of being strong about only doing the stuff that you want, you can totally do that by different things. Like I like to do journaling. I write it down every single day. I write out my dream life and what I would like to accomplish. You can do affirmations, a vision board, meditation, whatever works for you that will get your head in the game so that you believe in yourself. And then you will not feel the need to take on things that are not meant for you.
Yeah, and I also think that when we take things that are not meant for you, and, you know, I'm guilty of this sometimes, it attracts more of it, right? It attracts more of it.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful about that, because like, even if the little, you know, the reward, usually it's money, right? It goes away, you know, that feeling goes away very, very fast, and you find yourself back in the same spot that you were right before. And like you said, you know, time, you know, slips away. So you have to get, you know, out of your own way to change, basically, to make a change and to start, you know, going in that direction. So can we talk about a bit about influencing, and what does it take for somebody to become an influencer, basically? I mean, I know that everybody would wish to be an influencer, but what can anybody be an influencer? What is your opinion on that? Because you've talked to so many, you know, influencers.
Mm-hmm. It really depends on your definition of what an influencer is. It tends to be these days that it became such a buzzword that we just say it and we put this label that somebody is an influencer simply That's because true. They have a bunch of people who follow them on social media. But that doesn't mean that they can do anything to make other people move, to take action, to inspire them, to empower them, to influence their decisions. So I think it's important to come back to the core of what the word actually means, which is having the skill set, having the chops, having the energy, the way you express yourself, so that people, when they see you or hear you talk about stuff or even just see the way you live your life, they feel inspired and they want to take action because basically you're influencing their decisions. So when you come to it from that mindset, absolutely anybody can be an influencer. It's essential, especially for us entrepreneurs. If you want to be able to make sales, you have to make the person feel like you understand them, that you get them, you understand what their problems are, what their desires are, and they want to work with you. They are eager to work with you. That's just a simple example. If we take YouTubers, right, for example, vloggers who have maybe a huge YouTube channel and millions of followers, but they don't have a product, we call them influencers, quote unquote, because they have this following, but they are actually not making a difference in the sense that people are not taking action because of what they're presenting. So coming back to the core of it, how can I do what I do in a way that it empowers people, that it inspires them, that they want to actually do the things the way I think is right because, you know, they agree with it, we are on the same path as well. So to become an influencer in that sense, the number one thing that you have to have in place is having empathy and compassion for your audience, for the clients and the people that you work with the prospects, with anybody that you come in contact with, and finding out what is it that helps them and that inspires. And effective with your communication and with the way you live your life and the way you do your things, so that they want to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. I think that, I mean, to me, an influencer is, I mean, I think first, you know, there is like a message or something that where you can, you know, you have this experience or this knowledge that, you know, you can, you know, share with people. But to me, an influencer is also somebody that has the ability for people to take action. And that's exactly what you said. Because some people are like geniuses. They're just not influencers because they don't have that capability or that desire to, you know, influence people, to make people take action. And one of the things that I've been starting to look at is actually people that write books. Because I feel that when people write a book, it's such a long process, right? It's not like making YouTube videos where you make one video and one video. It's such a bigger project. It's, you know, it's meant to have such a bigger impact that I feel it can, you know, if I read a book and then I learn something, then I can say, yeah, to me, you know, is an influencer to me because, you know, it did something to me, right? So I think definitely a book, and then people on interviews. I mean, some people on interviews are absolutely amazing and they have this capability of, you know, changing people's mindset and having people taking action. So, and being consistent, you know, being out there, I think is also important. So to me, that's how I kind of see influencers.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I would love to know, where can people find out more about you? I know there is borntoinfluence.com, but is there any place where people can sign up to get something from you so that they can start on this journey?
Absolutely. I have a free resource called a media positioning checklist. And what it does, it will help you with positioning yourself in a way that members of the media want to interview you. So how to write a compelling bio, what kind of pictures to have in place, what kind of freebies to offer so that your interviews will convert, media page for your website, all that stuff. And you can get that completely for free at borntoinfluence.com/checklist. So it's borntoinfluence.com/checklist. You will see the place to put your email and name in there, and then you will receive it automatically completely for free.
Awesome. So I will be putting a link and also a link to the podcast because, I mean, you know, from doing my little research, one thing I found is people actually saying you need to listen to Esther's podcast interviews because she does amazing interviews. So definitely you're thinking of doing a podcast or something like that, check out Born to Influence, the marketing show, because it has some not only great people, but a great way to actually interview people. This is pretty new to me, so, you know, but I'm taking action. But definitely also check out the podcast. I will be putting a link below the video and so that people can sign up and then start on this journey and find out more about you.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me on, Natalie.
Thank you so much, Esther. It was a lot of fun. And thank you so much for coming. Okay.